Thoughts on Micah. Micah chapter 7 and verse 7. The godly man. Now what a challenge this thought is. I find this verse a rebuke, yes, an encouragement, yes, but a challenge to me. But as for me, says Micah, I watch in hope for the Lord. I wait for God my Savior. My God will hear me. What a text. What can the godly man or the godly woman do in the dire circumstances that Micah has described? The confusion, the lack of trust, the breakdown of Israel and Judah. Why? Because of their apostasy, because of their sin, because of their corruption of the covenant. But note this man. What does he do? What can he do? What is he doing? He tells us plainly. Note his determination, but as for me, I'm not going with the crowd. They may be rushing down the stream, but I'm not going there. I'll swim against the tide. I'll go against the popular majority. But as for me, let the crowd do what they want. Let them rush down in madness. But as for me, like Joshua, as for me and my house, as for me, let the rest do what they want. But, well, and what did he do? Well, he preached. Praise God, he preached. We need such preachers as Micah today. He wrote. Praise God for that. We've still got his words. He wrote them down, and they still live. But what he tells us, above all, is this, that I watch. He's looking, and he's watching in hope, and he's watching in hope for the Lord. His only hope is that God will act. He can preach, yes, okay. But unless God blesses it, nothing will come of it. He can write, but who will read it? And if they read it, what will they do with it? Unless God shall bless. But as for me, I watch in hope for the Lord. There's his determination. Hope, looking for, waiting for, longing for what? No, not for what. For whom? For God himself, the Lord. He calls him God my Savior, the Lord, the Sovereign One, my Savior. There's a personal aspect. My God. It's all for him. Is God the Savior, God the Lord? No, it's my Savior, it's my Lord. It's personal possession, it's known experience. This is not formal ritual, saying my prayers. We saw enough of that a few days ago in Westminster Abbey. Everybody reading prayers, saying the same things over and over again. No, this man is crying out of his heart, praying to God. I'm waiting for God. My God will hear me. He doesn't tell us he prays, but he obviously does pray. And it's not a formal saying of my prayers. I often say my prayers, but do I ever pray? And note the confidence in this. This man is determined. This man is waiting, he's hoping, but he's confident. My God will hear me. He's got confidence in God. No confidence in the priests, no confidence in the leaders and the elders and the rulers of the people. No scheme, no man, no self, not himself even. His only hope, but it is a hope, it is a confidence, is in God himself. I started by saying this was a rebuke. Have I got this confidence? Am I waiting for the Lord? Am I praying or am I laboring in flesh? I know what it is to labor in flesh. Repeating a performance, but oh, for the power of God. 1 Corinthians 2:2 again. My preaching was not this and that and the other. No, no, but it was in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. I want my life to be that. I want this kind of hope and determination. But as for me, I watch in hope for the Lord. I wait for God my Savior. I have nowhere else to go. But my God will hear me. I'm sure this is the tone of it. My God will hear me. Unbeliever, I'll assure you of this. If you call upon the name of the Lord, you will be saved.